It's April the 4th, 2021, the year of our Lord, at Zion Baptist Church. It's a good day for us to have the Lord's Supper today. I'm thankful that a lot of my family's here today. And as you all know, you are all my family. When you stay with people as long as we've been together, you're family. And I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for your prayers. The world calls this Easter. This was the day that Mary Magdalene showed up at the tomb. Good day. This is the day that Mary showed up and couldn't find her Lord, for he was risen from the dead. And she saw that angel. Thought he was a gardener. And said, "They've taken my Lord." That's just good stuff. I wish we had time to read all the Gospels about the death, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus today. For they are all wonderful. And I couldn't decide which one to read today. I read them all. They're all good. Just, you don't have to preach that. All you got to do is read it. It's just good stuff. In Matthew chapter 27. We're not going to read the part about the death of Judas Iscariot. The one that betrayed the Lord Jesus with a kiss. Because as we read the rest of this chapter, those that cried, "Crucify him," were no different. And I thought about the song, "Were You There?" when they nailed him to the tree. And I heard somebody say this week that man could repent. If anybody would repent, they could be saved. And that is a true statement in itself. If any man will repent, he can be saved. But you and I know that the Scripture teaches that it's God that grants repentance. And before the foundation of the world, all of those that were going to repent and are still going to repent's names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God made a covenant with His Son. And in that day and time that it was appointed by the Father, the Son came to save His people from their sins. And what a life He lived. What a holy man the Lord Jesus was. He was and is the God-man. Always will be. He was God in the flesh. And His mama knew that there was something great and special about this Lord Jesus. She knew that that was her Lord and her God that she birthed. Isn't that something? She knew when she went to visit Elizabeth, her first cousin, and heard Elizabeth speak, or heard Mary speak, John the Baptist leaped in her womb. Isn't that something? Heard the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a good day. Verse 11 of chapter 27 in Matthew. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And Jesus saith unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him, "To never a word, inasmuch that the governor marveled greatly." Now, at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and Jesus and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, "Whither of the twain will ye that I release unto you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." What a question. What a question. What did Pilate say? "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" You just think back from eternity past, before the foundation of the world, everything was set in place for this day. Everything. Adam and Eve in the garden. Eve being tempted by the serpent, the old devil, Satan himself. And then partaking of the fruit and falling from grace. And all of their posterity after them, born in sin. Today has nothing to do, little children, my boys, with bunny rabbits, Easter eggs, and such devilish junk. Has nothing to do with that. It's all about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that saved our souls. What shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ? What a question. And you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to believe on Him, and you're going to serve Him, or you're not. And that was decided before the foundation of the world. That was decided in eternity past. But as far as I'm concerned, everyone will make that decision. I will follow Christ or I will not. You will decide. I do not know if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life or not. God does. And were you there when they drove the nails in his hands? If your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you were there. And you will follow him. You may stray. You may falter. You may fall. But you will follow Christ. Just go read John chapter 10, chapter 8, and see who will follow Christ. Because everyone that he died for, he's going to raise up on that last day. They're coming up. And they follow Christ. Like old blonde Bartimaeus. My wife called him. She said she didn't. She said, I said blind. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's just good stuff, people. And they told him, shut up, Bartimaeus. And he cried the louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the governor said, when they said, let him be crucified, the governor said, why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when they had tasted thereof, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they did cast lots. You can read that also in Mark, where his outer garment had no seams. It was woven a solid piece of garment. So they didn't tear it, or they just cast lots for it. And sitting down, they watched him there and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests mocking him, and the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." You remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he took Peter and James with him to pray. And he said, "You wait here and pray. And I'm going to go on a little farther and pray." And he prayed to his Father and he said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Because he knew what was about to happen. He knew what he'd come here for. They spit on him. They mocked him. They reviled him. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. They scourged him with a scourge and ripped his back open. He did that in our room instead. He bore all the punishment. All the scourgings, all the reviling, the spitting upon him, the crown of thorns upon his head, mocking him because he told his Father, "I'll go save my people from their sins." "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will. Thy will be done." And he bowed to God's will, his Father. He bowed to his will. Verse 43. He trusted in God. "Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God." They finally ask him. They finally ask him. "Don't delay anymore. Tell us if you be the Son of God." And he said, "Thou sayest, he is the Son of God." Not like we are sons of God. He is the great I am. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. And the rest said, "Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. And when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women that were beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Jose, and the mother of the Zebedee's children, Peter and John. And when even was come, there's a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. And verse 1 of chapter 28 says, and in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. That's just good stuff. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. What a wonderful day. Our salvation rests in what we just read. Everybody does not believe. You're either given the gift of faith or you are not. That does not keep anybody from crying out like blind Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Doesn't keep anybody. What fool? What fool would live his life and never cry out, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me, and plead with him to save their soul? You've heard people say that hell's not going to be hot enough for some people. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wrath of God will be poured out upon them for eternity in hell. But they don't believe that either. Just like they don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that came and fulfilled his Father's will, kept all of his commandments perfectly, fulfill the law, suffered shame on the cross, just like they will not believe in Him. And He told them, you can go read it in John. He told them, you don't believe because you are the sons of the devil. You cannot believe. So the person that will not believe cannot believe because he's a fool. That's what the Scripture says. He cannot. But if he knew what was ahead of him, if he could believe what was in front of him, he'd cry out, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And the great apostle said, I'm the least of the saints. What am I? If the apostle Paul was the least of the saints, what am I? Where do I fit? Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Come on, brethren. We're going to partake of the Lord's Supper. What a wonderful day it is. It's the Lord's day.